joining us to talk about a very exciting event that's coming up. It's been going on for a number of years. Is Susan Spivey, who's the branch manager for the Lorraine, the Mains branch, the Lorraine Public Library System. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
And you brought along Sam Lewis.
Yes.
And he's, you said he's the one who's coordinating this event?
We're coordinating it together.
Yes, I'm helping.
Oh, okay. And this event we're talking about is the annual Writers Conference that's going
Correct.
On.
Correct.
This is just to inspire writers in Lorraine County?
It is. Well, it originated in 2017. A lot of, obviously we're a library, so people are reading books, and so we attract a lot of people who are interested in writing as well. So a lot of our branches have had writers groups for a long time, mm-hmm. and this event was just kind of meant to bring everybody together to allow them to network, learn a little bit about writing, and...
Do you have like workshops going on? What's the process? What takes place? And again, this
yeah,
is
we have a couple different things that we do. So we're going to have a keynote session with a local author who's also a professor at Oberlin College, Emily Barton. Then we're going to do first page reviews with a literary agent, where they will have a chance to have the first page of whatever they're working on reviewed anonymously by an actual agent. So you get the idea of, you know, what an agent would think if they read your work if it came across their desk. And then in the afternoon, we have breakout sessions where they'll do some workshopping, some exercises, stuff like that. So,
open to all ages, I guess, right? I
mean, well, it's mainly for adults.
For adults, okay.
Just with the different subject levels.
The skill levels of mm-hmm. doing that. What's the climate of writers in Lorraine County? What do you find out as far as, you know, how many writers are out there? Who are those people?
Well, there are a lot, and it's a wide range. It's really meant both for people. You could have a complete manuscript written and be a professional author or someone who's just thinking of writing. We're finding with the groups a lot, there are people, obviously, who are interested in writing books, novels, but it also draws people who are thinking of writing in other ways. I've had people in some of my groups who are mm-hmm. trying to put together their life stories for their families. They have no intention of publishing it or making money. They just want to get their thoughts on paper and need a little bit of help with the technical aspects. So it's attracting writers like that too.
Is there a cost involved at all to this?
Nope, absolutely free. Yeah. And lunch is provided.
And when does this take place again?
This Saturday. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Right?
Correct.
You know, you mentioned about different people having different stories.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of as a news person, you run into people from all walks of life,
That's
and you
true.
Find people who do have rather unique stories.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any you can share, maybe a background of somebody without giving a name per se, that, you know, really you found somewhat unusual or surprising?
One of the more interesting ones that I had in one of my groups was a woman who had suffered from polio, and she described what that was like and the treatment she received mm-hmm. and just how that affected her life. So that was probably one of the ones that affected me the most.
Yeah, I have a good one, too. I had when I was leading a writer's group, I had a gentleman who had been involved in a motorcycle accident. He wasn't wearing a helmet. He was on a big six-lane highway. He was in a coma for 2 weeks, and then he had to basically retrain his body to do everything as if he were a baby, really. So
yeah.
He had just so many good, interesting stories about that. So,
tell us about Emily Barton, who will be your keynote.
Yeah, Emily Barton is a fantastic novelist. She's a professor at Oberlin College. She's going to be talking about building characters and how character development is essential to writing good novels. So she has so much great information. I'm really excited to have her come speaking. So,
What are some of the sessions that you're having or type of workshop? Do they have specific names?
Afternoon, Bruce Weigel, who I think is known to many people in the area, is presenting a session on poetry. Kelly Boyer Saggart, who's also done a lot of speaking and writing in the area, is talking about how to make money with your writing. And then one of our staff members, Katie O'Keefe, is talking about the different resources that you can find on our website that can help you out as a writer.
We've had Kelly up here before. Her first book was about boomerangs. but she's gone on to different things.
Yeah.
Sometimes you never know what your first introduction is into doing something like that. But obviously these people, you probably tell them it's hard work. Mm-hmm. You have to have a passion for it and probably how to become better. Just keep writing is the way, right?
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people usually come into something like this?
We've had close to 100 in the past. So we're hoping to reach it. We still have spots open for Saturday, but there are still some, you know, we have a good number signed up, but you can still come if you'd like.
Right. And I guess they offer encouragement to each other, I would assume.
That's one of the most important things with the group, too. Just as speaking for myself as a writer, being busy with work and family, sometimes you need other people who are in the same situation to kind of inspire you along. So a lot of our groups and networking help with that, too.
You mentioned you've got an agent coming in.
Yes.
To kind of do a blind read. Have you done that before? What kind of feedback can people expect?
That's been one of the most popular aspects of the conference, and we didn't want to touch that at all because it's so amazing. It's different because when you're a writer, obviously you're going to share it with friends and family, and you're going to get kind of, you know, of course they're going to love it.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're a talented writer, but what this tells you is this is a stranger reading it, and it's they get so many things crossing their desk, and if your first page doesn't grab them, then it's not going to be memorable. So it's been blunt. It is anonymous. It's been funny at times. Usually not hurtful because it's not anonymous. But the thing is that helps the others too. You don't have to do this. If you want to come to the conference and you don't have anything written, you don't have to submit something, but it's incredibly helpful just to hear it. If you're starting to write, you might be writing and be like, oh, she said not to start out the story this way, and then
right, absolutely.
So are they course. How are they so it's anonymous, but yet there's people who can sort of see it and understand it? How do they know?
Well, we
what's the feedback?
Staff, we read it out loud.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the agent just gives her initial opinion.
There's just no name attached
so
to
you'll
it,
read so. The page the,
yeah.
the, of the story out loud,
mm-hmm,
and
correct.
Then you'll hear them give the
yes.
critique on that
mm-hmm.
as well. Okay.
Like, I would want to read more of that, or I wouldn't because nothing happened.
Right.
Is it a lot based mostly on content, or does it have to do with sentence structure and style? What's usually...
I think a lot of, in this instance, it's a lot of the content, really. You want your first page, especially as Susan mentioned, agents get so much stuff thrown across their desk that a lot of times they're just really, if it doesn't grab them right away, it's off the desk and in the trash, you know.
Is that the process? Agents will look at the first page and kind of read that?
Or? Well, I think just if you have a matter of time management, if you have 1,000 things to read and you're not thinking that an audience is going to buy it, then... yeah, you're on to the next one. I think that's how it works,
okay. mm-hmm.
from what they've told us.
Sometimes it's all about the book cover, though, right? I mean, how many times have you bought a book because I like the way that cover kind of looks? It speaks to me in some way.
I admit, I've done that
and you're
lot.
Never quite
Take
sure how the inside's going to go.
Right.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Does nowadays with writing, it's not a typewriter, it's a word processor, it's a computer. Maybe people have their own blogging site where they'll kind of write. There's almost ways that they can get it out to the public and around from going to a book publisher,
yes.
in a sense, to still do that. Do you talk a little bit about that, or at least how?
Yeah, that's one of the, when we talk about our library resources that we offer, we have multiple resources for self-publishing, which is a big thing these days. So people, you know, write their work, and then they just publish it themselves and get it out in ebook format or something like that. So, so that's a big thing that we're going to talk about in the afternoon.
I mean, whether that results in any, it's another way to get your information out to the public.
Yeah,
sure.
And we've had speakers in the past that have focused solely on that. But there are pros and cons for going both ways. So we can point people to those resources, too, if we don't hit on what they need.
Talking to this morning with Sam Lewis, also Susan Spivey. They're both with the Lorain Public Library System. The main branch is having their Writers Conference coming up on October 12th. People want to register. How do they go about doing that?
They can do that online at www.lorainpubliclibrary.org. Or if they have questions, they can just call and ask for the branch manager, and I can give them the details.
What time does it start now?
Doors open 9 a.m., so we'll have a registration table, and then the actual event starts at 9:30.
Correct.
We'll start.
And what are they asked to bring with them? What's the best thing?
Well, if they're interested in that first page review, they might want to call and speak to me. I can give them details about exactly how to format that. Okay. Otherwise, they might just want to bring notebook and paper.
Just to take
everything
notes
else will be provided.
To understand about that as
right.
well. What topics do people seem to be writing about these days, or do you in here? I mean, is it?
It's a wide variety.
Anything and everything. Yeah.
You know, we get a lot of things coming through us, historical things. So
yes.
people will write some of those books. There's Arcadia Publishing that does a lot of those things where they have people, so they sort of hire writers to write something local or something to that. I'm not sure the logistics of that. True crime, past events that have taken place. So things that have sort of a nonfiction aspect to it.
We still had a lot of people come through the groups with scary vampire stuff, too. So a lot of interesting fiction topics, too. It's really a wide variety.
Everything from scary vampire stuff to romance novels to post-apocalyptic to poetry to short stories, everything.
Well, you brought up something now. I don't know if you, there's other things outside of the event taking place. There's a lot of things going on in the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I noticed from this list that you have a zombie prom coming up at the end of this month, A Night to Dismember. What can you...
Well, that's meant for teens. That's at the main branch. And I know the folks who are planning it are putting a whole lot of effort into it. I've seen some fake wounds and a lot of exciting things. So it's going to be a good time.
Right. I see that. So there's a lot of stuff. And many, I guess maybe related to that, even though the branch managers, you have other people that are handling up some specific programs.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. They'll either come to you and say, I'd like to do this. I have a passion for it. And you say, go ahead.
Yes.
Here's the date and time.
They're very passionate people. They're very creative. So we just let them loose. And it usually... results in good things.
They always do a great job. So,
yeah. Of course, now there's a lot of orange and black decorations and things like that. Halloween books.
Yeah.
Any good kid Halloween books?
Oh, hey, I just read the newest Stephen King book, so maybe that's
not really a kid book.
It was good though.
Well, he's getting a resurgence with all of the.
Yeah.
He always comes out with that. But
I think all of our branches this is the time of the year that we get the most excited with the seasonal stuff. So I would say you could go into any of our branches this time of year and find something fun at any one of the branches.
Yeah, they'll probably have it on display right when you walk in the door, all of the Halloween books. So if you're looking for anything, it's easy to find it.
Sounds good. Well, if people again want to find out more about this or about the Writers Conference, how's a good place to get? Where's it?
The website, www.lorainepubliclibrary.org, or just call the main library and ask for the branch manager. That's
right.
Me.
Main branch, again, on the West 6th Street in Lorain is the location for the Writers Conference. Again, that's coming up on October 12th. Sam Lewis, Susan Spivey, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Yes, I do. If I could add, too, our friends of the library from each of the branches are sponsoring this event, so I would just like to thank them very much.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
We understand the importance of those friends of the library that are always there to help out in the causes and fill in the gap where the budget doesn't always work
Sure.
For them.